USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Much of the country is baking under a heat wave. Thousands of New York City commuters endured more than an hour trapped in stopped subway trains as the heat took out a faulty computer program. Transit President Andy Byford.
It was the service that had failed such that the signals could not be seen, so the service were rebooted and progressively the signal indications came back up.
President Trump is keeping up his criticism of Minnesota Democrat Ilhan Omar and three other first-term House Democrats.
Well, they call our country garbage. I don't care about politics. I don't care if it's good or bad about politics. Many people say it's good. I don't know if it's good or bad. I can tell you this. You can't talk that way about our country. Not when I'm the president.
Omar tells supporters in Minnesota,
we are going to continue to be a nightmare to this president.
This is USA Radio News.
I used to wonder when I saw people going into nice hotels, really nice hotels, taking a pillow with them. That was before I got a MyPillow, because I know it doesn't matter where I'm going. Whether I'm going to a one-star, three-star, five-star hotel, MyPillow goes with me. Whether it's just overnight or whether it's on vacation. And here's the great deal about MyPillow right now. The lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. Two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. That's only $34.99 per pillow. The lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And it's still the same pillow. Great pillow. 60-day money-back guarantee. 10-year warranty. And call them. 1-800-951-8175 or go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA, click on the two-pack special and get the best deal you've ever gotten on a good night's sleep when you get a MyPillow.
Someone in Mississippi may be slipping fentanyl into batches of heroin. USA Radio's Rick Vincent has more.
A deadly batch of heroin may have killed as many as six people in Mississippi in the last few days. Some officials say it may have included fentanyl. Mississippi Bureau of Narcotics Director John Dowdy says that mistake could easily be fatal.
It doesn't take but one microgram of fentanyl to kill somebody. And so if you have somebody that's purchasing a gram of fentanyl and ingesting, you know, any part of that at one time, the chances of death are about 100%.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
Iran has seized a British oil tanker, claiming it was involved in a crash with a smaller fishing boat. President Trump said this after he heard of the downing of drones by both Iran and the U.S.
Only goes to show what I'm saying about Iran. Trouble. Nothing but trouble.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
A well-known 80s movie finally has a sequel. USA's Chris Barnes has more.
Tom Cruise made a surprise appearance at San Diego Comic-Con on Thursday to unveil the new trailer for the sequel to the classic 80s movie Top Gun. Top Gun Maverick will hit theaters in 2020, featuring Cruise reprising his role as Pete Maverick Mitchell.
The end is inevitable, Maverick. You're kind of headed for extinction.
Maybe so, sir. But not today.
50 years ago today, man first walked on the moon.
Contact light. Okay, engine stop. We copy you down, Eagle.
Listen, Tranquility Base here. The Eagle has landed.
Just as millions of people around the globe watched the Apollo 11 moonshot, people today can also watch the mission unfold in real time on a special NASA website. Apollo 11 in real time, 50 years later. The website also carries simultaneous broadcasts of the Mission Control Room in Houston, along with a running transcript of the recorded audio. Viewers can check in at any point in the 8-day mission, or just skip around to the highlights. The website includes 11,000 hours of mission control audio, 2,000 photographs, and information on each of the lunar surface samples that were collected by Armstrong and Aldrin. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.